Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, December the 9th. The grains closed higher with March corn up 6 cents, closing at 359.5. January beans up 10.5 cents, closing at 1037.5. March wheat up 8 cents, closing at 416.25. Well, the market's kind of drifted lower, and then the reports came out on the bearish side. The market's broke, but then beans were able to rally the better part of 15 cents off the lows. Corn rallied 8 cents off the lows. Wheat rallied as much as 14 off the lows. They certainly ignored the fundamental news. The USDA came out and left U.S. ending stocks unchanged, but they raised the world wheat corn ending stocks 5 million metric tons. They raised the beans about 1.3 million metric tons and raised the wheat about 3 million metric tons. So, you know, the initial reaction was to sell off, and then, you know, within half an hour or so, the market started to rally again. And then wheat, corn, beans, and wheat all made new highs. A little bit hard to figure. Obviously, fund buying came in here. Do they want to cover more shorts in corn and wheat before the end of the year? That's certainly possible. Did the Chinese step up and buy some beans on the break? That's certainly possible. The funds coming in today were probably short about 120,000 wheat, about 65,000 corn. They were long about 120,000 beans, long about 100,000 oil, long about 20 meal. So the funds are still short the corn and wheat, long the beans, oil, and meal. Can we see, I would have thought if anything would have sold off today, it would have been the beans with the funds being long, but that didn't happen. So this is one of these days where the markets ignored the fundamentals, closed higher, kind of turned their nose up at everybody and said, we want to move higher, which is something I think you need to pay attention to out here. Crude oil was up 66 a barrel. The dollar was higher, which certainly didn't help. The metals were all significantly lower. So what got into the grains here today? Obviously, the funds wanted to buy it. So that's really about it. I wish I had a better explanation for today's activity. But when a market can close positive on bearish news and ignore the fundamentals, I think that's a positive. We're a little bit of ways on the resistance areas. You know, corn's got to close up another 10, 12 cents. Beans have got to close up about 15 cents, even more, to really continue another leg higher up here. We'd want to see Jan beans close over 10.56. We'd want to see March corn close over 3.72, somewhere in those ranges, in order to really think that we can see some higher prices out here. That's about it. Have a great weekend. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.